Back now with Day to Day. Every Christmas season, our contributing writer, Marcos McPeak Villatoro, thinks about a life and death compact that he has with his mother.
During a commercial, she said, "You know, I will disown you for two reasons. If you get married before graduating from college, and if you ever give away the tamale recipe." "All right," I said. I dodged the first bullet. My wife and I married after graduation, 5 days after. The second promise, or threat, has lingered to this day. Every year we make tamales as our holiday gift to friends across town. We pack up a bunch and drive over to an office of workers or take them to our kids' teachers. It's a fun gift. They're Salvadoran tamales, so they're different. Face it, they're better than any other tamal that comes out of Central America. Make that Latin America. You open up these steaming little pillows of masarina, which is a Latino polenta, and there's this whole little city of food on top. Olives and raisins and prunes and bits of hard-boiled egg and that nest of meat made out of pork and chicken with a sauce that I can't tell you about because I feel Mama coming around the corner. "You must give me the recipe." I've heard that line a few dozen times. Nice people giving a compliment. But recently, a fellow writer approached me, plate in hand. "You take 2 days to make these? Wow! So when can I come over and help?" I laughed. No one enters the kitchen when I make the tamales, not even my kids, because at this age they'd sell out the secret for an iPod or the latest PlayStation. "I'm free every night until Christmas," says my writer friend. "Really, it's not a bother. I'll stay in a hotel. I want to help you make them." It's frightening how persistent she is. So this is why Mama threatened me. Because it is an ancient recipe. An old Nahuatl Indian taught my grandmother, who taught my mother, who taught me. My grandmother made it to the States on the money from tamale sales. Every weekend she cooked, all homemade, all wrapped in their banana leaves. "So how did it go?" says my mother every time I call about our last batch. "We made 132, I say. "Puchica, that's a lot. And the meat?" "Delicious," I say, but I lower my voice to a whisper. I imagine Homeland Security's Michael Chertoff and Rachel Ray's kitchen, both of them stirring, listening. But I haven't given in. Another year's passed, and I haven't let my mother down.
Day-to-Day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro is the author of the Romilia Chacon crime fiction series.